Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Welcome back, and I want to thank the illustrious Lloyd Merrifield, who's my major upline, along with Jim Deal, will be joining us at the bottom of the hour. Lloyd helped me do the final step to actually use my Carrot Cash, Carrot Pay account to buy a second lot of the Carrot Bank coins, and I am so pleased at buying them at a cent a coin with a 40% bonus on doing it. I think it's going to end here very shortly. And on the 20th, they're going to go public, so they'll go to a big exchange worldwide, and these coins are going to massively increase in value. Now, the government and the banks are at war with cash. China declared last month that they were going to be outlawing all cryptocurrencies. The big banks, especially the Federal Reserve System in Europe, and we're part of it, with the U.S. Federal Reserve dollar. By the way, people don't understand how it works. They take money at the U.S. printing office. They sprinkle pixie dust, which is Federal Reserve little seal on it, and all of a sudden it goes from almost money to, oh my gosh, it's really money now. As I say, all of this is Federal Reserve pixie dust. And it says on the notes, by the way, it doesn't say you can turn this in for so much gold and silver or land in Texas or tea in China. No, no. It says you owe the Federal Reserve System X number of dollars. So as soon as you hold these notes, it's like holding antimatter. You do not have real money. You don't have gold or silver or property that appreciates in value. You've got anti-money. It's like carrying around antimatter that if you get it out of its container, it dissolves you and you disappear in a vortex in the space-time continuum. That's how crazy this is, that we've been using anti-money for 100 years plus. So, Lloyd, when the Carrot Bank coin came out, which I got involved with 2 years ago, the Carrot Cash Bank, which basically is LBMR-certified portable cards, and now Carrot Bar Cash as of last year. And now with Carrot Pay, this is going to allow you to buy and sell anything in the world using Carrot Bank Cash and Carrot Bank Pay things. So you can be buying groceries, Amazon, you can go to a local gas store. This is going to allow this currency to become, as they say with G. Edward Griffin, he said about a year ago when we had him on the program, this is going to beat all the other currencies. And now it's attached to Bitcoin and Ethereum, which is the most advanced of the cryptocurrencies, and you can now buy it with Carrot Pay Cash. This is a cashless system that can't be tracked by the government. It's completely independent. It gives you something physical, or you can move its property without actually moving its position. So you can have a million microbanks move the actual value or ownership of a unit, or you can actually receive it and put it in your own bank and in your own pocket, Carrot Bank Cash, which is gold in it. And now, of course, as a second corporation they set up a few months ago, the Carrot Bank coins. And these coins are going to be valued up eventually at 1/10 of a gram of gold, which is roughly at the current price, about $8. But you can purchase these coins initially at 1 cent. I got in at 2 cents, and then I bought some more when they brought ahead a Carrot Pay Cash where you weren't using gold, or you weren't using money, because the only bank would allow you to actually pay to buy the coins before was the Bank of America. All other credit card companies are freaked out of the idea of Carrot Bank Cash except BOA. So you helped me this morning, so I got my last step done, so I was able to purchase a second lot of coins at 1 cent a coin plus 40% more coins. wow. I mean, people need to understand there's a huge battle coming to take away our cash, just give us divots in their supercomputer. Otherwise, known in the Bible as the mark of the beast. That's what's coming, even under Trump, isn't it?
Well, it's been coming a long time. I mean, we know it has to end and has to collapse to change into whatever is going to replace it.
I read Gerald Celente's report yesterday, and you know what Gerald said?
Mm-hmm.
Not a trade war, but a Trump war is going to cause a collapse of the market. And I believe that the meeting next month with Kim Jong-un and Xi, because he will be in the background even if he's not physically at the meeting, is going to collapse because I don't think we're going to get what we want out of China or Russia to deal with the arming to the teeth of a rogue nation, a bad dog, North Korea, that's starving to death. And I think that this is all by design. They're laying out the groundwork because, remember, a snake moves against itself. So we didn't get the Hillary Clinton leftist version of the New World Order, but we're going to get a Donald Trump version. And to me, everything that Donald Trump is doing is proving more and more every day. This man is extremely deceptive. He's giving us a right-sided version of the New World Order that's not going to be good, you know?
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of like if you want a new boyfriend or girlfriend or wife, I guess you've got to get rid of the last one. So the only way you're going to get a new model, a new system that actually makes sense, is you've got to get rid of the debt system. There's only one way to get rid of it. It has to collapse. So whether that's by design or whatever, and whatever they're going to bring in behind that, you know, we all kind of have a sense, but the crypto certainly allow all of us a certain amount of anonymity and freedom, and
that's why we're getting so many people that are becoming crypto billionaires and millionaires. The fact
is, 98% still don't know or understand what it is, but they're getting into it anyway.
Well, I think what they should understand is that even if there's not a massive increase in value, if it's in your pocket like gold, if it can be transferred electronically and anonymously, if it's not under the control of government or big banks, and you can have international transfer of funds to pay for things like airline tickets or groceries or ammo, if it's something that's not controlled by the government and it's not using a prime number encryption system, you have control and not the damn government. The problem in the future is the globalists want total control of you. They want to know where your carcass is to a cubic meter. They want to know everything you do, like Facebook. They want to put this all in a database where they can monitor and restrict you from even buying certain things. For example, let's say in the future it won't just be guns. Let's say if you're a diabetic, they won't let you buy a non-aspartame-laced soda. Now, aspirin will raise your insulin, so it's still toxic, but they can decide on their own, hey, we're not letting you buy that piece of pie when you go to the restaurant. No, that pie is off the menu. You can't buy it. So you can actually be in this thing where they actually have an electronic leash on you and control everything you do and even where you go. That's how crazy this is.
Well, and I think the reality is, you know, as much as all this we know is coming or something has to come to replace it, it does take time. We hopefully will still have some time. We may or may not. But the reality, much like a fax machine, it took a few years for people to really adopt it and it become more usable.
It's going to be step by step. Let me give you a timeline because a month ago I gave the Joseph Prophecy, which is the second prophecy after Joseph, my ancient ancestor, for all the Ephraimites and all the Jews and Hebrews. That prophecy is that we're going to have 7 fat years, and those will be under Trump. Trump's not going to get impeached. He's going to get reelected. But what Trump is doing, even though he's doing some really good things, like he may put more Supreme Court justices, like to replace Ginsburg, and get rid of abortion or severely restrict it, and when he strengthens our border and puts more agents like border guards down there to actually stop the illegal entry of drugs and so on, so he's going to do a lot of good things. He'll build the economy up and stop the stealing of intellectual property in China, etc. But on the other hand, when you look at Christopher Wray and the FBI, when you see the slow walking the data going out to the Congress from the Department of Justice and the FBI, you realize what's going on here is at the same time Mr. Wray from the FBI is actually saying he wants to track down terrorists and ISIS and so on, he's literally setting up information databases on everybody. And if they move to a cashless system, we're all going to be captured by this. It won't just be the criminals, it'll be everybody. And people have to understand that's what the Bible talked about. That's the main reason why I got involved with CarePars. It wasn't to make a ton of money. It was to give people independence when they moved to a cashless system where the Fed coin, which they've talked about for 5 years, and Trump just appointed the new Fed chairperson, who's actually going to bring in, probably with gold backing it in the next few years, the Fed coin, which is a cashless system, and they'll make money illegal. It will be illegal to have cash in your bank account or your mattress.
Well, they'll make it restrictive in terms of, you have cash sitting in somewhere, it's costing you money, not making you money.
They'll eventually get rid of it, though. Here's the timeline. I expect that Trump will sign the agreement in Israel to start the blood sacrifice in the Temple Mount with the Jews, the United Nations, and the Caliphate, and all the Muslims, in the first part of the second term, which is probably the fall of 2021. I expect 7 years or fat years, but the last half years will be a period of false peace. So all hell is going to break loose probably right after Trump is finished, when the cashless system falls apart and there's nobody to replace Trump. So this is a gradualism. They'll bring it in so people like a frog in the beaker won't jump out and say, hey, I'm burning, I'm cooking. No, the frog said, hey, this is nice warm water. No, they're going to cook people slowly. Most people aren't going to believe it's really happening until it's too damn late and your legs are cooked. No jumping out of the beaker there, Froggy. Rabbit, rabbit.
Yeah.
The jumping part is over.
Yeah.
Hear that.
Exactly. Welcome back. So, Lloyd, this is an amazing opportunity. I think people should also realize this is just the tip of many things they need to do. And by the way, don't get caught in the left-right paradigm. Right now, 78% of Christians support Donald Trump. I want Donald Trump to become a real-life Christian boy. I call him Trump Pinocchio. He doesn't have a testimony right now. That omnibus bill, he should not have allowed our money, $500 million, to go to pay for killing babies, 330,000 babies next year, this year. He should have walked the budget back and still not given the damn money. He should have carved out the amount he needs for the wall and included staff. At least we started on the right direction by putting our reserve guard on there. But that's not the whole solution. But you need to start growing food. You need to get ready to talk to your neighbors about bartering. You need to get involved with carrot bar cash and coins and so on now. Don't freaking wait any longer, because I can tell you the timeline is we have about another 2 years, and after the 2020 election, or in the fall of 2021, Trump, from all everything I see and the promises given to the Jews, he's going to do one of the most vile things in human history. He's going to support the rebuilding of a temple and the starting of a blood sacrifice that's the abomination that desolates. This man is not... We're going to talk about this tomorrow in Hour 3 with Pastor Butch Baugh. He is not, by the most distant measure of it, a Christian. He's a high-level Royal Arch Mason, and he's doing a lot of really good things for America. He's a great business manager, but he's also laying the groundwork for the New World Order and for America to be the beast empire that forces the cashless system on the whole world. 90% of all currency on the planet are in American dollars, either physical or electronic. So if we decide to tell China and Europe that they better do it our way, they do it or they die. Economically, and that's why Mr. Xi is already walking things back in terms of intellectual property rights and tariffs on vehicles coming in and so on. Xi better do everything Trump says or else. And the same thing goes with Mr. Kim Jong-un, who thought he was going to get away with this stuff. Let's put this way. I agree very strongly now with Mr. Comey. Trump was like a mafia boss, but if he was a mafia boss in Sicily, all the other bosses would be dead and their heads would be wrapped in newspaper at their spouse's front doorstep. You don't understand who Trump is, do you, out there? He was the toughest guy in a real estate market, and developing market, in the toughest city on earth, New York City, and he beat them all. Okay? So if you think you're going to be able to push around Trump, luckily the man is still firing people like McMaster and Tillerson, but he's still got knucklehead advisors. He needs me and John W. Spring and people like yourself advising about what to do. But if you try to outlaw cash or let cashless systems and banks decide to actually not allow us to buy guns or bullets and so on, we'll just make our own non-lethal and lethal weapons and we'll march in and take over the freaking cities. If you think we're going to be passive over this, people out there, you have to understand they're eventually not coming to just stick you in a civil detention camp. They're coming in to execute you. They're coming in to give you lethal injections or chips. They're coming in to have a cashless system where they control every damn move you make to a cubic meter and know everything you're up to. If you think I'm making this up, read your Bible. It's coming, isn't it?
Well, I do know that Carrot Bank Cash Gold is here, and the crypto side of it is coming. That much I'm...
Oh, yeah, and it's not going to go away either. The thing is, one of the things I learned, because I took care of all these companies, and I'm a mathophile, I taught myself all the computer languages, including Pascal, PL1, and machine language back in the early 70s, and I had to stop because I'm an insomniac, and I was programming in the middle of the night. The only other people there were Chinese. They said, why are you here, Deagle? I'm here because I don't need sleep 2 or 3 hours a night. If I don't take natural nutraceuticals, I get about 2 hours a night sleep. Thank God I take enough, because if I don't get sleep, my health is going to go down the toilet as I'm getting older, right? But right. I do take enough nutraceuticals, and they work wonderfully. But I don't need a lot of sleep. This morning I was up at around 6 o'clock in the morning doing a ton of emails and putting up audio files and other things and researching. And I got to tell you, I have contacts inside the Pentagon, Homeland Security, inside CENTCOM, et cetera. And I can tell you, if you knew what I knew and you weren't a believer, the logical thing would be commit suicide. Because what's coming is so damned ugly, you have to understand if you're not a prepper, financially and otherwise, you're going to have a hell of a time. You know, and people, they don't get it. I mean, I'm amazed people aren't even willing to ask tough questions or say, well, I want to challenge you, Deagle. You're a conspiracy theorist. That means in a court of law, I can get an indictment. So I tell people, if you're not involved with Carrot Bars and a Carrot Bar cash and Carrot Bank coins, and you don't have yourself a way, means of bartering, whether it's food or other things, the best barter is to have units of currency in gold, like Carrot Cash and Carrot Bar cards, that such small denominations you can buy and sell things, including at great distances, and the government can't stop you. And believe me, at some point, whether it's Trump turning evil and turning into the beast himself, or the president after him, look at the banks. The banks are already trying to prevent any credit card companies from people buying guns and gun materials. As soon as this Parkland shooting happened, which you know is a false flag, we talked about this the other day, John W. Spring and others with Deborah Tavares, we have the actual names of the people in the false flag actors that are involved with these games they're playing with the U.S. public, trying to disarm us. You know, all these killings happen in no-gun zones. Well, guess what? A cashless zone, which would be America, it means if you don't have cash, meaning credit cards and coins, you're in a lot of trouble. You can't imagine how ugly it'll get when you don't have any money. Right?
Well, I mean, the whole idea here is to have some insurance, regardless of what may or may not happen. But
exactly.
The whole cash and gold is something that is coming, and it will take time for it to really be universally accepted with the key exchange centers, et cetera.
I figure it'll take a year or two. But when it matures, it's going to massively increase value. And the reason is there's going to be a flight from currencies. I think you're going to see a currency collapse after these currencies can't be extinguished in China and elsewhere. And then when people fly to the currencies, which they did with the original cryptocurrencies, including now new ones for Turkey and Venezuela, people don't understand that once this gets beyond the range of big banks and big government, and the citizens are rearmed with the ability to have a financial transaction means that's completely beyond their control, the intel agencies, the social media people, and big government can't control you. The most important thing in the world is not bullets, it's data. And financial data is the most important, isn't it?
Well, nowadays that's the war that is going on. It's all about information and data.
That's why Zuckerberg is there. You look at this guy Zuckerberg. He looks like a freaking alien, doesn't he?
You look at his eyes.
This guy looks like he's been gene spliced with something from outer space. And you look at his eyeballs and you say, "Yeah, I created." And then he admits everything. He sits there and admits, "Yeah, we're very leftist. Yeah, we screwed up over and over again. Yeah, but we need to regulate you, idiot." We need to have regulations that are so damn tight you can't steal people's data and sell kids stuff. I can go on, for example, on one website, and all of a sudden I can be on any other website, and they're popping up stuff all over the place trying to sell me stuff about something I searched, maybe I was doing research on. It's disgusting. Yep. They know more than your mama. They know more than your mama. They know more than 23andMe and your genetics. That's how bad it is.
Yeah, and it's, you know, the ironic thing is those guys asking questions are probably far more knowledgeable of what's going on. They just have to put on a show that they're concerned.
Well, you ever heard of the Virtual World Project? I was their doctor for years. Even after I left there for other people working with the project in Colorado, It's a primary node to the mark of the beast. I know everything about it. I don't know some of it. I know all of it. And it's so frightening, so disgusting, this AI supercomputer god that they've created, this image of the beast, it's there ready. Yeah, the primary node is a gallium arsenide. Jim Deal and Lloyd Merrifield has just left. Lloyd helped me actually with the final step to get my coins this morning, so I was able to use my CarePay cash and actually purchase more coins, a second lot. The second lot, by the way, was just a cent a coin and with a 40% bonus if you accomplished it. And if I converted my carrot bar cash, gold, basically into CarePay units, I was able to purchase it directly, which is good because before I'd use Bank of America and pay a pretty significant fee in order to have the process, because if you didn't have Ethereum or Bitcoin, you couldn't buy these carrot coins. Now, it's going to go public on the 20th of April. People understand there's a battle against cash. There's a battle eventually where the government is going to go step by step toward a system of total tyranny called the Mark of the Beast system and a virtual world project where they're monitoring everybody's actions. So it's very telling. We're having Zuckerberg there. Remember now that Facebook and these other agencies actually share actual territorial space with the no such agency. I can hear a lot of clicking in the background there.
Okay, no problem.
But that was a keyboard. People don't realize the keyboards are real loud on there. So what do you think when you hear Zuckerberg and you hear the moves by this comptroller in New York talking about managing 209.1 billion pension funds and trying to put a letter out to MasterCard, Visa, JP Morgan, Bank of America, Wells Fargo, American Express, and Discover Financial to block people being able to buy guns, repair guns, or buy ammo. And that's just right now. And people have to understand that a cashless system means if you don't have carrot bar coins or cash, if you don't have a means of exchange other than dollars, where the government eventually moves toward a Fed coin and they can press alt delete, or the credit card companies say, you can't use that card at Walmart to buy a gun, you're not X number old, or, hey, guess what, you can't buy any guns at all. And we have people like Deerfield, Illinois, just outside Chicago, that says if you have a fully automatic or semi-automatic weapon, you're going to get fined thousands a day unless you turn the damn thing in. They get a hell of a lot of nerves thinking that they're going to preempt the Second Amendment, but people don't realize there's a First Amendment to freedom of speech. There's a Second Amendment to freedom to defend yourself. I like to call this the Third Amendment, which is I need to be able to have cash in my mattress or my pocket. You like that Third Amendment? In other words, if you don't have cash, all the other amendments go away, don't they? The First Amendment, right of free speech, and the Second Amendment, right to even defend yourself, are gone if you don't have actually some means of exchange. That's why I got involved with carrot bars. It wasn't to get rich. It was to get people on side to start financially prepping for a day when government decides to take away all your cash. Crazy, isn't it?
Yeah, I don't know if you saw that article I posted up, too, where somebody proposed a bill to back the dollar with gold. Now, whether it ever gets to a vote, I seriously doubt it.
I've been predicting that for 2 years. And Donald Trump, by the way, has already accepted it for building apartments all over the world. But I say it's extremely likely because you wanted it 5 years ago. Then last year they backed it with oil. They got the special drawing right last year from the Bank of International Settlements in Basel, Switzerland. And they're a, quote, alternative currency to the U.S. dollar with their own copy of the SWIFT financial transfer system overnight. So what people don't understand is they built this alternative system, which is a tiny fraction of the size of the American dollar, which is 90% of world currencies in U.S. physical dollars or electronic e-dollars. And what's going on when you see this kind of thing, you have to understand this battle is going to get ugly, and the bystanders, us, are going to get damaged by it, aren't we?
Well, I mean, those that are prepared, hopefully the people that are on your show and listening have made the kind of moves they need to make sure that they're...
Let me be disgustingly honest. Think of me as the ICU doctor that's had 25 years of experience in the ICU trauma unit or more, say 50 years, just to be really ridiculous. And I walk in, and I'm an old fart, say I'm 75, and I look around an emergency, and I talk about all the senior residents and the junior doctors who said, and they're all smiling, thinking I'm going to give them kudos. And I walk over and flip the charts and walk over, and about 20 minutes later, I've seen all the charts and their stats. I'm looking at their monitors and everything. I said, this guy will be dead by the morning. And they all go white as a sheet. Well, it's the same thing, people. How many people do you think listen to this show per week? Millions.
I have no idea.
Millions. How many people do you think are actually doing what I recommend to do? Not a lot. I don't want to. Not a lot. And the problem is, it's not that we don't give them facts that they can go fact check themselves. Because I tell people, I don't want them to worship us as like some kind of a cult leader. I want them to ask better questions. So if they ask the question of, hey, what's the government doing? You don't have to go far. You can go to Drudge. You can go to the SewerNet. You can go to AP Newswire. You can look at the Council on Foreign Relations. You can look at all kinds of documents. You can look at documents until you're choking on documents. It doesn't matter. It's not a freaking conspiracy theory. They like to attack the messenger because they don't want to hear the message. I call it vicious ignorance. It's like the teeth. People, like a wild animal, bare their teeth thinking somehow this will make the other side go away. No, all it does is mean you're going to taste really good when we bite you. Okay? So the idea that these people act viciously ignorant and pretend that they're stupid when they're not really. They're just pretending to actually not be aware because they don't even want to ask the questions or check out the documents to realize they're going to steal your cash. So every year they're devaluing the dollar. They can't get rid of $21 trillion by paying it off with taxes. How many Earths would you need to pay off the debt of every nation on Earth? I actually calculated it out about 2 years ago, and I couldn't believe it. I actually went through the math. It would require 476 Earths and the entire economy of all those Earths to pay off our world debt. It's never going to get paid. Now, the only way they can pay it is by stealing your future, your grandchildren's money. It's by devaluing everything you have, your 401k, the value of your home, anything in your pocket, your furniture, your collectibles, devaluing everything to the point where basically you're penniless and you're in control. And eventually if they go into the cashless system, if they don't like you because you made a bad post on Facebook or Twitter, they just press Alt-Delete. And you may physically still have a pulse, but in cyberspace you don't exist. That's what the Bible says. They're going to make an image of the beast. And if they say, you know, those who do not have the mark shall, you know, cannot buy or sell. It's coming, people, and it's not a long ways away. My guess is it's going to come in gradualism. Probably before the 2020 elections, you're going to see Trump or his advisors move to back the dollar with gold. You're going to see them try to outlaw cash altogether, probably by the second term of Trump. You're going to see the bank and the other people as a side effects to control things like ISIS and buying munitions or bomb materials for terrorists. They're going to not just capture these people, they're going to capture all of us. And if leftists get control of the government, which is very probable, look at the number of people under, let's say, 18. And as they start voting age, you know what the ratio is of Democrats to Republicans? It's 2-1. It doesn't matter how much Trump's made the economy better or made the border safer. These young people are brainless. They don't have any wisdom. They have absolutely no common sense. They don't have any self-protection ideas about the idea that no gun zones are where you die. They don't have any idea about real money. They just use credit cards or they're still staying home with mama. Okay? People don't understand that the young people, it's like George Bernard Shaw says, youth is wasted on the young and wisdom wasted on the elderly. Now, the problem is I'm 66 now and I've gone through 10 lifetimes worth of stuff. And if you don't listen to me, your end shall be grisly. And I know you know this too as a person who's gone through a lot of financial and personal things. I'm not very patient with people who are stupid. I'm here to teach them, not here to hear their stupid arguments, pretending to, that they somehow have a valid way of disagreeing with me. It's not going to happen, okay? And I want them to understand I'm the Lama, the teacher, and they need to sit down in class and then ask questions at the end of the class, but not pretend that they know something when we're all going to hell in the handcart. Things are going to get very ugly here shortly. And in fact, if Trump starts a war in Syria, according to Gerald Celente, the markets are going to collapse immediately. We're not going to have to wait till the fall. They're going to happen right away, aren't they?
Yeah, it's hard to say. It's going to be interesting to see.
Not hard to say at all. I got all kinds of. I have so many financial experts and newsletters that I read and all kinds of classified sources in the government, I can tell you, it's not open to anybody's opinion. If you do, it's like if you slit your throat, you're going to bleed. If Trump does this, he's going to bleed us out. He's going to bleed out the economy. He's going to scare the hell out of the markets. He's going to have a trade war and a physical war, and our military isn't even prepared to counter any moves by Russia and China or anybody else. Yeah, he's an idiot, and he's proving it. With Lowell Ponte in the first hour and Jim in the second, the first half of hour number two. What I want to do in this segment is tell people how they can get involved with Carrot Bank Coins and Carrot Bars right away. If you haven't done it, you can go to our website, NutriMedical, at the bottom left-hand side of NutriMedical.com, sign in and get your Carrot Bank. Do you have the steps like 1, 2, 3, 4? Because there are a few steps to actually doing this. You've got to get your Carrot Bank coins, open up an e-wallet, transfer to your Carrot Bay Cash. Then you can buy the coins with Carrot Bay Cash rather than going to Bank of America. And you go to carrotbank.io, and then you can buy the coins, which are now going to go public in the public market on the 20th of April. What this means is they're going to eventually evaluate up to one-tenth of a gram of gold, or roughly at the current price, $8 a coin. A Carrot Bank coin, they call it, or token. And what people don't realize, that's going to massively increase the value, and they're going to happen because public currencies are under attack right now, and all the governments of the world are in debt to their eyeballs. I've heard that the Russians are actually down to their last few rubles, that by before Christmas they're going to run out of money. They're not doing good. Kim Jong-un is actually going to run out in October, so he won't have any more Rolex watches or fancy cards to give to his generals to keep him from killing him in his sleep. People don't understand how bad the world economy is. Japan is just teetering, and they're armed to the eyeball with nukes. And if Kim Jong thinks he's going to take away the nuclear umbrella by disarming Japan, who's within 500 miles of Vladivostok and North Korea and Russia, you're delusional. So people need to realize we're not minutes to midnight, we're seconds. And this financial side of it is playing right into the hands of causing catastrophe. So get yourself involved, get yourself Carrot Bar coins, and get yourself the Carrot Bar cash and gold cards. If you don't do it right now, and you listen to us last 2 years, oh, I should have done it. We had one guy, I won't mention his first name is Dan, and he signed up. You probably know this guy, right, because I've sent him over to you. And he signed up, and he couldn't remember his even login, but he signed up, and he didn't realize he had a ton of people downline him. He didn't do a freaking thing. Because you got to build both legs, right? They actually have money deposited on Friday, so it's a business. You got to spend an hour a day building your downline. And if you do, you're going to start getting deposits for free gold in 10 to 12 weeks. But he realized, actually, if he could get back his old ID, he had all this downline already ready-made for people. We sent him because we can only sponsor two people under me, which are my family and my employees and so on, a couple of years ago. And now we've built a giant network. Well, just by signing up with us, you're going to get people because we have a dynamic network and we have radio show and podcasts and everything where we explain this stuff to people. And we're not slouches. We're not going to be lazy about this. We're telling people if you don't prep financially, you're going to be a sad sack when all your money is gone, or they even tell you, open up your mattress and get all your money out of your bank accounts because we're going to give you electronic divots and a supercomputer. Not funny if they decide to make rule changes where you can't even repair your guns or buy certain things at all. I mean, if you think the government won't do it, especially if somebody like Hillary gets in or Kamala Harris after Trump is gone, you've got to be kidding. So how do they get involved with these steps? Give me step 1, 2, 3, 4 for Carrot Bars. If they go to our site, they can sign up and get into the Carrot Bar Network. And then they need to
What we can do, Dr. Bill, is we can, we've got a website that gives you a step-by-step walkthrough on how to do everything, and then we can get another training video, and I'll get both of those links over to you at the end of the show, and then you can post them up wherever you need to.
Excellent. Because I want people to know, I'm getting all kinds of calls from people saying, over the weekend, I've had a bunch of people email me, how do we do it, how do we do it? They realize that some have been listening for a few years, and now when they hear about the Carrot Bar coins, and they think all of a sudden it's going to massively increase in value, I said, I don't care if it just keeps its value. You have to understand, if your money becomes valueless, but you've got carrot bar coins, even if they just keep their value, you got to realize there's a doomsday coming where they're going to devalue all your currency in your pocket, your 401k, the value of your home and your pension funds and everything you got, including your memorabilia you had from multiple cruises. You've got to understand this. The government is in a rabid situation, and they actually are collaborating with globalists that want to reduce the world population, which means they want you broke first, and then they want you dead. Broke first and then dead. How's that?
Yep, get your money out of you and then kill you.
Right, and, if you, and by the way, when you have a Fed Reserve note, it says on it, you owe the Fed Reserve so much money. I call it anti-money, like anti-matter. It's like me giving a little envelope with a plasma screen around it, and it's like, hey, that's anti-matter, Deagle. Geez, that's dangerous. I said, yeah, it is. If you ever break the seal on that, you dissolve into a vapor cloud, and the string theory means it's going to dissolve all your atoms and your protons. Oh, Deagle, why'd you do that? I said, I don't know. It's just like our money system. It's anti-money. It's not money. It doesn't give you land and taxes or gold or silver or water or anything. It gives you that you owe the Fed Reserve System so much debt. It's a debt instrument. It's craziness, isn't it?
Absolutely. And that's exactly why you want to convert your anti-money into real money, which is what Carrot Bumps is.
Right, right. I did it, and then I converted a lot of it to, and I bought additional, but converted it into Carrot Bank coins, because this is going to become a world currency standard. We can buy and sell things on Amazon or buy gasoline or do other things. And also it's going to be able to evade the government, where the government's going to try to get absolute control, which is why the Mark of the Beast system isn't going to last forever. It's going to blow itself up. And also it's going to cause an internal revolution. If you think that the government is going to be now or after Trump ever decide to be able to seize people's guns and get away with it, you're delusional. These people will try to do it will be the, like the storming of the Bastille. We will be sharpening up the KTET, not for civil detention conservatives like, you know, like these two black chicks that the Diamond and Silk, and they got knocked off Facebook. Guess what? We're going to be beheading. We're not giving them a haircut. We're going to be beheading these globalist maniacs that are trying to kill us. It's going to be very unpleasant. Trial and execution. People say, oh, no, that won't happen. You can't say that on air. Yeah, I can, actually, because it's going to get that bad that they're going to try to take away our money, starve us out, force the mark of the beast on us, shove us into civil detention camp after we're gunless, and then they're going to start killing us. People like me, I don't have a cell in a civil detention camp. I have a bullet in silver with my name written on the side of it. Okay? They don't have any intention of letting Deagle live or have draw breath, even in the civil detention camp or a cold, dark cell with a steel toilet. They have no intention of allowing that. They don't want me to tell anybody else my experiences or knowledge. That's why when we put out this information, it's valuable, because it may not be there in the future. I mean, look at how these social media, and here's this idiot Facebook, it looks like an alien, saying how he's going to actually make sure they put AI algorithms to make sure that they can deal with hate or with negative speech. And then he admits the fact that they're uber leftists in the Silicon Valley. They're not leftists. They're satanic global omnicidists. They're killers. And they're going to use data to kill us, aren't they?
Well, the issue is, who determines what's hate speech and what isn't hate speech?
Well, I'll give you the Zuckerberg definition. Hate is anything that's disagreeable to me. If you decide to have guns, for example, did you know that the district where the school Parkland was, this county, they voted 100% to not allow teachers or police or military to be armed in the schools? Did you know they just voted this week to do that? So they didn't take any of Trump's suggestions or even the suggestions by the governor of Florida to make sure we armed and actually hardened these schools so we'd actually have it. The very school where they did this and they allowed this kid to be a killer, they actually voted 100% against arming police, military, or teachers who have special training to actually be certified to be armed in the school. That's how nuts this is, isn't it?
No, definitely not.
Now, if you don't think, it's like telling somebody, hey, you know, your leg is gangrenous, and we have to take your foot off, but if we leave it a few days, we'll take the whole leg off. How about we just leave it until we take the leg off? It'll be a lot easier to schedule you next week. That's what they're saying to us. Okay? So, and when I hear all people temporizing and say, oh, I don't want to get involved with carrot bars, it's a multi-level. It's a very, very well-structured multi-level. The people in Germany, their regulatory authorities and rules are so tight, they make the American rules like their garden party. They're very, very anal, these people, aren't they? They even structured such that if you want to even get involved with care parties, you don't have to buy anything. You still can promote it and make some money. You won't make the same kind of money. But if you get a membership and actually sign in and get a proper level membership, you're going to get a higher yield each Friday into your account in Stuttgart, Germany. And you can actually have the gold shipped to you, so you actually have the cards and the carrot cash in your own possession.
Yep.
So send me those links. I'll post them up. I want people to wake up, you know. I don't have any patience for people that aren't preparing. Closing comments, Jim, go ahead.
Yeah, I already sent the link to you on your private Skype handle, and so
you did.
I did.
Yeah, you're a good guy. We need to get you back on next week. Is that the reason?
Okay,
what we need? Why we need gold.com/next-steps? Wonderful.
Yep, absolutely.
Wow. Everybody, it'll be posted up later this afternoon here on Pacific Time. If you're not involved in it, as I say, I'll be meeting you at the judgment seat of God, asking why you didn't get involved with the care bars and why you starved to death and why you were cashless when the New World Order take over your life. Believe it or not.
Head Drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.